Hello.
Hi, is this Jim?
Yes.
Hi, Jim. How are you? It's Samantha Hayes from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Department.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to have a brief chat with you in regards to your ongoing project, and I believe we did have a discussion 2 months ago as well when you decided to discontinue the project, and that was a time when I clarified a couple of things to you. I want to know what is the actual concern this time, the reason why you want to quit the project.
Well, you didn't sell any books.
Well, the marketing is still pending for the remaining 2 months. If there's a timeline, we have to follow the timeline. If we are to claim this in between the timeline, then you do understand that the finance department is just simply going to tell me that your client is not following the timeline. It's just like this. Let me give you a big example. You went to McDonald's. You ordered a meal, a burger, fries, and cold drink.
They told you to get away. Your contract says 6 months.
Six marketing months. No. It doesn't say.
You should have been marketing from the beginning.
Okay, understand something, Jim. There is a date when you signed up with us, which was in, let me check, November, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That is a date, and there is a date when the campaign goes live. There are 6 complete marketing months of the campaign being live. So there was a preparation time, and the date the campaign went live, it still has been 4 months since the campaign has been live. If the campaign is not completed up to 6 months, then how are we to anticipate those results?
Well, I don't know. Do you think that nobody buys any of the books? That you haven't done anything all this time and not one person has bought a book? That's what you're trying to get me to believe. Now, when I talked to you 2 months ago, you told me if you're still not happy in 2 months, call me back and we'll just give you your money back. So here we are 2 months later and you're giving me the same wraparound phony story that you gave me 2 months ago.
Two months from now,
there'll be another story.
Not at all,
you
Jim.
Just,
I'm sorry I'm interrupting.
You just don't refund the money. You guarantee you will. You don't do anything. You don't sell any books, and you want to keep my money.
Okay. First of all, Jim, the amount that you've paid, it's just a standard substantial amount that every other client pays. So it's not like $1,000,000 that, you know, our business is going to close down if we do not return your money. First of all, it's not about returning the money. Secondly, I have the recorded call with me of our last conversation. I never said you come back to me after 2 months for XYZ reason and you asked me for a refund. I told you to let the marketing campaign complete. And yet, here we are, we still haven't completed the and you're looking for results.
When you haven't sold any book when you've been working for months and months and months, I don't have any confidence that in 2 more months you're going to sell 4,000 books. You're going to sell 2,000 books a month?
I hear you. Can you support that with any solid evidence? Can you say?
I don't have to support it. I mean, I just don't feel, I don't see any results.
Okay. Don't see any results in terms of sales, right? Do you have a sales report to prove that there were no sales at all? Can you share that
with me? I asked the lady who checked with the book companies, and there were one or two books sold, and those books were sold to people that we know.
Which lady?
The lady who's my editor.
Okay, she's someone on your side, not from this company, right?
That's right.
Okay, well,
I also haven't received any money. If books were sold, then I would get remittances from Amazon.
Jim, to be very honest, this is a very amateur question. I mean, when a sale is made, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, they have a standard policy of reflecting the royalty into your bank account after 60 working days, which is like technically 2 to 3 months. So you cannot immediately, instantly get royalties. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm not denying you a refund. How about we make your case strong? First of all, you share the sales report with me or with your project manager, with Kevin. Send it to him in email so that I have something solid to take forward to the finance department. As you're claiming that there are no sales, there has to be some solid supporting evidence that there are no sales. Otherwise, why are we stopping the campaign in the middle? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So just do me this favor. I'm not here to fight with you. In fact, I want to make sure that we have a strong enough case to present in front of the finance department.
All right. Well, I'll have the editor send me a note that she checked with there's two companies that sell the books.
Not a note. Not a note, Jim. I'm going to need a screenshot of the sales report from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever your book is available. I'm going to need a solid proof to show them. See, we cannot go on a word of mouth on this. He says, she says, they're not going to believe that. They need to see the stats, you know, in order to verify that, which is fair enough, you see. It works vice versa. Like, you're asking me for sales. I can also go ahead and claim that, oh, yeah, we have sold thousands of books. After that, your next question is going to be, Samantha, where is the report, right? You would like to see the stats. So it's vice versa.
No, I would like to see the money.
I understand you would like to see the money, but first of all, those sales need to happen, and then we talk about money, Jim. It's not just all about money, you know? It's about sales. It's about the book. That is important.
If at the end of the day, the bottom line is, I gave you money in return for you to sell books.
Absolutely.
That's it. It's a simple agreement.
And
you didn't sell the book.
And we told you that it's going to take 6 months. It's just 4 months, and you're asking for your money back. So who's breaching the contract here, Jim? It's a simple question.
Well, it's 6 months on my calendar from November 8th.
Because you're counting from the day you signed up. I'm talking about six marketing months. How can you count all of that time, you know, from the day you signed up? How can you count that time frame? Well, did your campaign go live the same day you paid the amount? No, right? Your campaign
at the beginning, they told me it was going to be 2 months of getting their campaign together, and then the campaign would start after 2 months, and then that would be the 4 months we'd see positive results of our sales campaign. That's what I was told at the beginning. Now you have a different story.
You're just taking yourself at a loss, because in reality it was 2 months preparation and then 6 months marketing campaign. You are just taking yourself at a loss. Instead of saying 6 months of marketing campaign, you're telling me that it's just 4 months of marketing campaign. Jim, you paid for 6 months of marketing campaign. 2 months preparation, let's just keep that aside. So the campaign needs to be live for 6 months. And let me be specific. The last 2 months are the conversion phase. The rest of the 3 to 4 months initially in the marketing campaign, they are for the awareness campaign, which we have done an excellent job in your project. We've been posting things. We've been creating awareness. We've been authentifying the book all over. And we have proofs to actually show that to you. And in fact, you've been seeing everything that we've been doing.
What you sent me, I don't know if it's online. I don't know whether people read those things, because I don't understand exactly what you do. That's why I hired you to do it.
So why didn't you check out your Facebook and your social media pages?
I don't have Facebook and I don't have social media pages. I don't do social media.
But we did that for you, Jim. If there's any technical person who understands all these things, get them connected with me, and I will share all of the proofs. In fact, I'll come on Zoom, and I'll show them everything step by step, because all of it is there. It's just that you do not understand that because you are not using social media. So I cannot come down to technicalities with you. Then I need someone technical from your end to actually come on the same page and understand what I'm saying, because literally speaking, if I give you all the proof, the evidence, you still won't understand because you do not use social media. So I'm
That's
at a
right.
loss here. Exactly. So here's what we can do, okay? Either way, we have to resolve this. You are our client. We do not want to jeopardize anything with you. And we want this, if it ends, we want to end this on a good note, okay? So here's the deal. You talk to the lady who is handling all of this for you. Ask her for the sales reports. You send that to Kevin. Meanwhile, I'll prepare your case to submit to the finance department. Once we have the sales report, we can hope and aim to actually get some positive response from the finance department, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you so much for your time, Jim. Have yourself a nice weekend. Bye-bye.